It is Review. It's Dan, Neil and Sean to just take a bit of a read on where Liverpool are up to and what is to come for Andoni Iraola in pre-season heading into the Premier League next season. Sean, let's start with what we know. He's spoken a little bit to the press. He's spoken about players he wants and wants to keep. In Curtis Jones' case particularly, he said that the club are on it and I'm confident regarding transfers. So, you know, there's definitely been conversations there, but he is very much of the opinion that Liverpool need more players. Within all of that, Edwards is gone and Hughes is going. So given the fact that all of this feels like a direction of travel that you could have probably predicted at the end of last season, taking away the manager situation, when Iraola speaks to Liverpool about this job in the first sort of instance, do you think it's been a case that there's a sense from everyone that this might just be an imperfect pre-season, one that's not going to go the way that anyone would really like? The World Cup will obviously play a part of that, but transfers will play another. People leaving jobs, people moving into jobs, a general sort of transition of his staff into the club, etc. Do you think that's all being accepted? Do you think he's playing with every sort of card he knew he was going to play with going into this job?
I think so, yeah. I don't think... obviously, without having any insider knowledge and looking from the outside in, I don't think there'll have been too many surprises for him. If there are, him and his agent, him and his team, him and his entourage haven't done the due diligence properly. Because I think we could have all probably predicted at most points from, say, March to May, that a lot of the things you've referenced are likely to happen. When you talk about Richard Hughes, Michael Edwards, the World Cup shouldn't be a big shock. I don't think any of those things will necessarily be a surprise. I think one thing that links maybe into transfers is that from the group being together at Kirby, from the group being together in America for the purpose of the training sessions, that is a valid reason why sporting director and head coach might come to a conclusion that unless a player is desperate to go out and there's a real too good a deal to turn down that we could do without selling anyone right now that's going to be present.